Well, good day to you everyone. This is Noor and welcome to today's video. Today, we are going to talk about few myths around entrepreneurship. And I would blame fake gurus for these myths because they advertise for the wrong things when it comes to entrepreneurship. So you, as a starting entrepreneur, will have the wrong understanding about how to start a business, okay? So let's talk about these myths one by one. The first myth is that some entrepreneurs believe that they need a lot of cash in order to start a business. Another kind of entrepreneurs believe that they need little or no money in order to start a business. I don't know why people go to the extremes, and I'm going to explain why both situations are wrong. Okay? Your amount of money that requires you to start a business, it highly depends on the business model that you want to start a business. If you want to start a retail store, then you need to rent a store. You need to decorate the store. You need to hire staff, right? You need to buy a lot of machine, for example, and equipment. On the other hand, that will require you a lot of capital, right? On the other hand, if you want to start an online business, it will also require you some kind of capital, right? You need to rent an online store. You need to buy some tools, for example. You need to start buying a few inventories, and you need, for example, to start marketing your product. The cost of starting an online business is lower than a retail store for obvious reason, right? Now, for you as an entrepreneur, when you start a business, you always have to look at your budget and how much money you can spend in order to start a business. You can start a business with $1,000, which is online business, and you can start a business with $1,000,000, which is an offline business. In both situations, the bottom line, what matters the most, which is that your revenue, right? And your profit, doesn't matter if it's online or offline. That's highly depend on your skills and your money, all right? The second thing I want to talk to you about that most entrepreneurs believe that they need to understand their market 100%, their market 100% in order to start a business. On the other hand, you get the other side of entrepreneurs, which they believe they don't have to understand anything about the market and they understand everything and they just have to do whatever they like. Well, both situations are not accurate when you are starting a small business because when you are a small business, the market as a big picture is not going to matter to you a lot because you are small, all right? So what you have to do is this. You have to develop a basic understanding of your market, how people buy in your market, right? What your customers want. What is the major competition on your scale in the market, right? And then you start to develop product. And over time, things will change and you will adapt. But you cannot start from a place of ignorance or you will never start if you believe that you have to understand your market entirely, okay? So you need to find the balance. A little knowledge, but you have to begin as fast as possible. The third thing that entrepreneurs believe that they have to plan for everything before they start a business. However, that's not the case. You see, I planned a lot and all my plans changed after a couple of months or sometimes a couple of weeks because things will change all the time. And unless I start my business, I will never have a clear and crystal idea about what my business is going to be and how should I move forward, all right? So execution will change everything. Therefore, before I begin, I probably need to plan for a few things. For example, my budget, how much money can I spend, okay? Probably I need to have a basic idea and plan, for example, for my customers want and need, all right? So these are the basics of planning, right? Probably I would need to plan for how many staff I need to hire, right? But later, all of these things will change. But I will not spend a year just planning for a business later on to find out when I execute that it only require it only requires, for example, few other things in order to make the business better, which means that I change my mind. Okay, so it's 1 year almost wasted. The fourth thing I want to talk to you about that most entrepreneurs, they are afraid of getting into business because they believe they need to hire a lot of staff. However, that's not the case. Hiring staff all depends on you, all right? If you want to scale your business big, then probably yes. But if you don't want to scale it big, if you just want to work as a solopreneur, then you don't need to hire anyone. You can operate the business by yourself, right? If you make income, you can take the income. If you don't make income, no big deal, all right? So the fifth thing I want to talk to you about is that many entrepreneurs believe that they have to master all business skills in order to start a business. They need to master accounting, they need to master marketing, they need to master sales, and you see them taking so many courses in business in order to start a business. That's not the case, you see. When you want to start a business, you need to master a few skills, which is, for example, marketing and sales and product development. Once you understand this skill, now you can start a business. And later on, once your business take off, then you can hire other people to help you to do with this kind of stuff. But you don't need to master all skills. But you also shouldn't start a business with no business skill. For example, if you don't understand how marketing works, how sales work, you cannot generate revenue and you cannot build a business, okay? Now, the last couple of things I'm going to talk to you about is this. Some entrepreneurs, or probably most of entrepreneurs, believe that they need to have the perfect product in order to start a business. That's not realistic. You see, until today, you have the perfect iPhone, the perfect Nike shoes. You will never find a perfect product, right? Therefore, your job right now is to find a product that solves your customer problem and it's good enough for the customer to get result. And later on, you will always develop it into a different product and a much better product, okay? And the last thing that I want to talk to you about, that many entrepreneurs believe that they need to start their business from scratch, all right? That's not the case. I told you before that you can always leverage other people's businesses and other people's skills and reverse engineer the business, benchmark it and reverse engineer it, and then leverage it to your business, okay? Those are critical skills. Today's market moves quickly, okay? And the customer has no time to wait for you to start everything from scratch. Always use other people's stuff, reverse engineer them, then take all this knowledge and apply it to your business as quickly as possible. If you have some money to buy some tools, buy the tools and go as fast as possible, okay? So that's going to be for today's video. It was a little bit long video, but I think you have to clarify your mind about what does it take to start a business, okay? So that's going to be for today. In the next video, we are going to talk about other things when it comes to starting your business and making money. All right? Until then, I will see you. This is Noor with all love. Bye-bye.